What's up, everyone? This is JT with Healthy Tycoon Journey. It is Foodie Friday. So each and every Friday, that means we're talking about any and everything nutrition related. So today's topic, we're talking about calorie density. I've been getting questions about calorie density and does it work? And my quick answer is absolutely, it definitely can work and it can help you to lose weight if you're doing it the right way. So let's jump right in. So calorie density really describes, I guess is a good word, the number of calories in the weight of food that you're eating, or the volume of food. So you have to understand how it works in order to lose weight, and then also in order to just improve your basic nutrition. I think the biggest thing that people like about monitoring calorie density, or personally that I like about it, is it allows you to eat a larger volume of food, but you're still cutting back on the calories because what you're eating is making the difference. So there's three main benefits that following a calorie density nutrition plan can do for you. It can have a lot of great health benefits. It can definitely help you to lose weight. And because you should be eating, you know, more nutrient rich foods, it can definitely increase, you know, that nutrient intake. So let's jump into it and talk about that a little bit more. So, you know, I define what calorie density is, but some people, especially like my competitive athletes or physique clients, they don't really call it calorie density when they're cutting or preparing for a show. It's more called energy density. So you may know what I'm talking about, but just not as familiar, because I'm saying calorie density instead of energy density. But the one thing that you want to understand, it's all going to depend on the weight or the volume of the food. So a good rule of thumb that you want to remember is, when we're talking about calorie density or energy density, it's usually measured as calories per 100 grams of food. So if you don't like, you know, that metric with 100 grams, just think like 3.5 ounces. So 3.5 ounces is 100 grams. So that is going to be your benchmark right there. So the science behind this is you're choosing foods with a low calorie density, and it's gonna automatically make you eat fewer calories, but you're still eating, you know, I guess larger and more fulfilling portions. It's just what you're eating has less calories. I hope that makes sense. So let me give an example. So if you're eating, let's say a vegetable has like 30 calories per 100 grams, and it has a low calorie density. So vegetable would have a low calorie density. While that's a good one, like chocolate. Chocolate has very high calorie density. It can be, you know, up to like 500 calories or more, or I shouldn't say up to, it could be 500 calories or more per 100 grams. So that's extremely high calorie density. So again, vegetable, about 30 calories per 100 grams, that's very low calorie density, while like chocolate would be very high calorie density, because it could be like 500 or even more per 100 grams. So I hope that kind of gives you a better visual. So just think of it like a full plate, you know, what's going to be more low calorie density, a full plate of vegetables or a full plate of chocolate. That's basically, you know, the visual you want to have. You can eat a full plate of vegetables and still not consume anywhere near as many calories if you had a full plate of chocolate. Now when I'm working with clients, and weight loss is their goal, this is something, you know, I do go over. Not as many people are as familiar with this concept as, you know, just basically counting their calories. But for some people, not all, remember, I don't believe in a one-size-fits-all diet or nutrition plan. They can choosing their food based on, you know, the low calorie density can be much simpler and more effective for them. So again, I think I've said this probably each and every Friday, you know, you have to be honest with yourself. You have to know your triggers and you have to be very self-aware. You want to know what will work for you. Now, it's nothing wrong with trying something out, trial and error, but I never encourage someone who says, oh no, I'm addicted to carbs to say, oh, well, great, go full force into the keto diet, because that's basically setting them up for failure. Now, it's ways, and we'll talk about it more and more on how to reach goals by making small changes. But still, you want to steer the person in the right direction. It's like, you know, for me, you know, I love exercise, I love sport, I love fitness, but I can't go out there and run a marathon right now. I couldn't even run a half marathon right now, nor would I really want to. I've never been that great of a runner for long distance. Now, sprinting, yes, but that doesn't appeal to me. So if I'm working out, you know, running is not my first option and it doesn't appeal to me. And it's the same thing with nutrition. You have to find what appeals to you. You have to find something that you could stick with, because these are lifestyle changes. You don't want a quick fix. A quick fix is putting a band-aid over the problem. It's not solving it. So with a low calorie density, or I should say a calorie density nutrition plan, it absolutely can help to lose weight. It should help the person pick or choose better foods. But the big thing that most people, or at least I've seen throughout my career, is that they don't feel as hungry. They don't feel like they're starving themselves, because the low calorie density foods, it tends to provide less fat and more water and fiber. And that's awesome for making you feel full and reducing your daily caloric intake. So this is something I always go over when I'm talking about nutrition, and specifically when I'm talking about calorie density or energy density nutrition plan. So you can eat more, but you're feeling fuller because you're taking in more water and fiber. And as we know, fiber, which is part of a heart healthy diet, can definitely, you know, sustain you more. So there's been a lot of research and studies regarding calorie density or energy density. And basically, you know, they're stating exactly what I'm saying. The research has definitely linked people's intake of the higher calorie density foods to the weight gain and, of course, obesity. But, you know, for those who eat the more low calorie density foods, they tend to eat fewer calories and they have a lower body weight. One study in particular, I remember when it just had came out a few years ago, it has stated, you know, when people are consuming like whole foods, it actually helps tell your brain to, hey, stop eating, you know? So they have left less of a chance of overeating. So it has that it doesn't have that delayed effect that when you're eating a lot of high calorie density foods. So I guess this connection that I made was like, okay, that totally makes sense to me, because a lot of the high calorie density foods are processed. You know, they're full of sugars. They're highly processed. And we know some of those highly processed foods, or the majority of those highly processed foods, are definitely not healthy. And those types of foods actually tell us to eat more. And that's why you have that those cravings, or you know, people say, oh no, I'm addicted to carbs, or I'm addicted to, you know, the sugar, or I'm addicted to, you know, soda or whatever. Now, I know I talk a lot about weight loss because I work with a number of clients where that is their goal. However, on the opposite end of the spectrum, I work with a lot of clients where, you know, weight loss is not the goal. It could be healthy weight gain. They're trying to build more muscle, a lot of physique competitors. And this is still something that we go over just because when you're talking about the low calorie dense diet, you're getting in more of the whole foods, and that's the focus. And when you do that, it limits the intake of the processed food, and so you're naturally increasing your intake of protein, vegetables, and fruit. Now, increasing your protein, you know, is definitely something that is needed when you're trying to build muscle or sustain the muscle that you have. You know, when I'm working with like the physique competitors or the power lifters. So that's another reason why, you know, I encourage just to take a look at a calorie density nutrition plan, because it may be able to help you reach your goal. Now, I know we talked about mindful. So when we were talking about mindful eating, you know, it's something very deliberate. And I always like the saying, you know, mind over matter, because that's absolutely true. Because if your mind, you know, if your mind doesn't matter, then it really doesn't matter. So why I bring that up is because when you're doing a low calorie density nutrition plan, so you have that low calorie density meal, but it also fills up your plate. So you can have a plate full of the whole foods. So you can have a lot of the vegetables. You even have, you know, a lot of the good lean proteins. So this helps your meal to last longer, and it forces you to chew more. And that, you know, really increases your chance of feeling full and not overeating. And that absolutely goes, or I should say walks hand in hand when it comes to mindful eating. So what else does a low calorie density nutrition plan do? I stated in the beginning, you know, it can improve health. So how does it do that? I've talked about it a couple of times, but I just really want to point it out. You know, you can eat less processed foods. And as we know, the more processed the food is, the more unhealthy that food is. You're going to be eating more of the healthy foods. So the highly nutritious foods, like I stated, you know, the fruits, the vegetables, you're going to eat more lean proteins. You're going to have more nutrients, because that low calorie density nutrition is going to encourage you to consume more of those good micronutrients and those antioxidant rich fruits and vegetables. You're going to reduce your calorie intake. So if weight loss is your goal, you definitely can lose weight. And by losing weight, you know, you're reducing risk factors for a number of chronic conditions. And it's sustainable. That's the beauty of looking at calorie density, because it's well balanced and it's sustainable. And I'm always a big proponent of, you have to make lifestyle changes. And when you make a lifestyle change, that means, you know, it's a habit. This is now part of your life. It's not something you're trying to do. It's something that you're doing, something that you enjoy doing. And that's why you keep it as part of your lifestyle. So I know I always get the question, well, you know, what foods, you know, are in that type of meal planning? And, you know, it's pretty much probably what you're thinking about. So your vegetables, your most of the green vegetables have that lowest calorie density. because they're primarily made up of the water and the fibers and have, you know, a very small number of carbs. Your lean proteins, so your meats and fishes, chicken, the white fishes, or I should say the white fish, turkey, that's definitely low calorie density. Fruits, they have low calorie density because they're high in the fiber and the water content. Berries are also great. I'm trying to think, pretty much other watery fruits, you know, tend to have the lowest density as well, lowest calorie density. Reduced fat milk, yogurts with no added sugar also have low calorie density, and also they're a good source of protein. Whole eggs, they're definitely packed with protein. They have, I would say they're not the lowest, but they have probably they moderate calorie density, but you can definitely combine them with your vegetables. Now, the carbs, you know, some starchy carbs, legumes, like the root vegetables, they have a low to moderate calorie density. Even, you know, some potatoes may be okay. I'm trying to think. Sugar-free drinks, so, of course, water, coffee, tea, those have low calorie density, and they can also help to keep you full. So those are some examples of things that you would be able to still eat on a low calorie density meal plan or nutrition program. So I hope this answers some of the questions that I've been getting. This is something that I will probably implement back into my nutrition plan, just solely focus on that. So yeah, that's it for me. You know, I try to keep these as, you know, about 10 to 15 minutes. I think I'm a little over today, but it is Foodie Friday. So have a great weekend. I'll be back with you with Say What Saturday and Question and Answer Sunday. And as always, please follow me on Instagram at healthy_tycoon_journey and follow me on Facebook at JT Greer, and have a great and productive day.